Kate, and for your first time, Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment, particularly the second part, and I may need to divide it if necessary, but the there's already been a banker, investment banker, retained by the chief executive, who is in the process of doing an evaluation of the Oxy purchase project. And the part of the funds that were used to do that, I believe, came from the some of those funds that come out of the capital construction account and reversions. And so we're basically down this road already. The contract's been signed and the work is being performed, and their first report will be made to the governor's office within 2 weeks. And then there's additional work that has to be done. So I would just respectfully suggest that sticking in a personal preference on whether or not the Oxy evaluation and review takes place into this bill is, I think, probably the inappropriate time and place. And so I would respectfully I just ask your against the amendment.
Okay, any other members for the first time? Okay, I'm not seeing any members' hands go up. Okay, would the sponsor like to close it up? Second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I think we just heard some pretty big headline breaking news, which is that I had not heard, which is that that they have moved forward with a consultant on this purchase without that bill. I had not heard anything on that, seen no reporting on that, and I find that very interesting in this crisis we're in right now, and that's very interesting. And in response to the comments, the first comment from